Avos Perk Base, Mishnah Test 2.9, and in some Mishnahs it's 2.8. This is an important watershed, a pivotal point in the structure of Pirkei Avos. We had talked about Hillel and Shammai, the last of the Zugos, back starting from 1.12 of the previous Perek. And then we talked about Hillel's descendants, who were various Nasiim. And then at the beginning of this Perek, we talked about Rabbi Yehuda Nasi and his son, also descendants of Hillel. But now we're going back to Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. Yochanan ben Zakkai was one of Hillel's students. The Gemara in Sukkah says that he had 80 students, the greatest of whom was Yonasan ben Uziel, and the least of whom was our Tana of our Mishnah here, Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. Yochanan ben Zakkai lived a very long time, as did Hillel. So Yochanan ben Zakkai was very young when Hillel was old, the end of his career. And Yochanan ben Zakkai becomes the leader of the Jewish people in the wake of their greatest crisis ever, which is the Churban Bayis Sheni, the Roman destruction of the Beis Hamikdash and the sacking of Yerushalayim. And Yochanan ben Zakkai essentially rebuilds the Jewish people in Yiddishkeit up after sort of like that very destructive and disorientating event. So he's the only person called Rabban amongst the Tanaim who wasn't a direct descendant of Hillel, and it was sort of a temporary situation. And he's also the first person called Rebbe, in chronologically speaking, in the Mishnah. So this is like the beginning of like a new period. The period essentially is called this of the Tanaim. Now, Yochanan ben Zakkai, he's the one who snuck out of Yerushalayim in a coffin. He was a moderate voice who was advocating for conciliation with the Romans and not to make a war, but sort of work within the framework of letting them remain overlords. But he was certainly not the dominant voice. And ultimately, he saw that the rebellion against Rome was going to be a disaster for not just Yerushalayim, but the Jewish people and Judaism. And therefore, he contrives this plan where he's snuck out of the walls of Yerushalayim in a coffin. He makes his way out. He gets to Vespasian, the emperor, the general at that time, who is, you know, conducting the siege of Yerushalayim. And there are actually a number of different versions of the story in different Gemaras and whatever. But the short of it is that he is granted at least one request, and he requests to have the city of Yavne and its Chachamim. So what happens is Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai essentially plants a little seed there in Yavne, which becomes what's called the Kerem b'Yavne, the vineyard in Yavne, because there were the Rabbanan are sent like rose, like a vineyard, which essentially was the place where the Sanhedrin was reconstituted and which became the spiritual head of the Jewish people. Now, Yochanan ben Zakkai looked at his role as being like the head of that institution and the head of the Jewish people as sort of temporary until a direct descendant of Hillel could resume, and that was Rabban Gamliel, or Gamliel II, Gamliel de Yavne. What happened was, after Yochanan ben Zakkai set up things in Yavne, so Rabban Gamliel was essentially in hiding. Now, his father, Rabban Shimon Gamliel, who was the Nasi at the time of the Churban, he's one of the 10 Asara Haruge Malchus, one of the 10 martyrs that the Romans killed, and the thought was that they would come after Rabban Gamliel next, so therefore he had to remain in hiding, perhaps, and he also was young at the time. Whatever the case is, Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai is temporarily the head of the Jewish people, and he, you know, begins the process of rebuilding after the Churban and figuring out how Judaism could look in a world without a Beis Hamikdash, without a Yerushalayim, that, you know, and so on. So here we see Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai kibel mehillel v'shamai. Kibel mehillel u'meshamai. Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai received the tradition from Hillel and Shammai. Here the word kibel returns for a brief moment here. So again, you have the transmission going entirely through him. And indeed, although the Mishnah before listed out those Nasiim that were children or grandchildren, great-grandchildren of Hillel, kibel is back here in Yochanan ben Zakkai. And Yochanan ben Zakkai is the one who is named as the next link in the chain after Hillel in the Rambam's Hakdama to the Mishnah Torah. So he receives the Masorah. He is known to have been just almost like a Vilna Gaon type figure of being knowing everything in this watershed moment. The Gemara, there's actually Gemara twice in two different places, talks about how he kind of knew everything in sort of a very impressive way. I'll read it to you inside because it sort of defies my summary or even translation, really. It says, Amru lav al Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. They said about him, Shalohi niach, he didn't leave unlearned, Mikra, Mishnah, Talmud. So that would be the three portions of like the Torah, Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebalpeh, and all the discussions there around it, and Halachos Vagados, as well as Halach and Agadata, non-Halachic portion. Then also Dikduke Torah V'Dikduke Sofrim, the technicalities of Scripture, you know, like things like grammar and that kind of thing. Kalos V'Chamuros Gezer Shavos, so these are like the Yud Gimel Midos Shetor Nedreshes Behen, or whatever it is. Those Midos, he was expert in those. Tekufos, so that's probably translated as astronomy. Vigamatrios, probably best translated as mathematics. Sichas Malche Hashara, Siche Shedim, Sichas Tekalim. Mashalos Shualim. So he knew also these sort of like very sort of esoteric things, the discussions of the angels and of the demons and of the trees and the parables of the foxes. I don't know what these things actually are, but obviously sort of esoterica. Davar gadol v'davar katan, the big thing and the little thing. And the Gemara says, davar gadol, what's the big thing? That's Masa Merkava, referring to Yechezkel and his description of how he ascended to heaven, so to speak, in a prophetic state to receive his nevuah. So that's Masa Merkava, like Kabbalah, let's call that. And davar katan, what's the small thing? That's Havayos to Abai v'Rava. Abai and Rava, of course, the second to last generation of Amorayim. So they were the teachers of basically the people who've completed the Gemara. And Rava is the most commonly mentioned name in all of Shas, Abai and Afar Behind. So Abai and Rava have, like, you know, the core discussions, if you will, of the Talmud Bavli, and he knew all their back and forth as well. So you see that means he was essentially set the bar for knowing it all. And the Gemara elsewhere in Sota says, Mishemes Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, Bitel Ziv HaChachma. The Ziva Chochma, the radiance of wisdom was annulled. Which means in short that he was like the Chacham par excellence. He knew everything. Okay? So this Yochanan ben Zakkai, what did he say? Hu haya omer, the pearl in his mouth, which we would say all the time, was Im lamadata Torah harbe, if you've learned a lot of Torah, al tachazik tova la'atzmacha. Don't pat yourself on the back. Don't congratulate yourself for all your great achievements. Ki lekach notzarta, because that was the reason why you were created. That very purpose. So you're doing your purpose. So that's good. But not more than that. Don't get over self-congratulatory. There's sort of the picture to have in your mind, the Mefarshim speak out of something like, if you owe me money and then you pay me back what you owe me, you shouldn't congratulate yourself for paying me the money. You had to, by din, by rights, give it back to me. Same kind of idea. As far as Yochanan ben Zakkai is concerned, a Jewish person, certainly a Jewish male, was created to learn Torah. And the more you learn, the better. And of course, it never ends because there's an obligation. Higisa b'yom v'layla, to learn all the time. And more than that, the Torah is, you know, is rechava v'muka v'ein sof. It's deep and wide, and there's an infinite breadth and depth to the Torah. So again, you can keep learning and you haven't got the end of it. So keep it up. There is a different gear that the Rishonim have, which is not im lamadata Torah harbe, if you learned a lot of Torah, but rather im asisa Torah harbe, if you've done a lot of Torah. So that would suggest he's not talking about just learning Torah, but also implementation of the Torah, so kiyum of mitzvahs, doing the mitzvahs as well. That was what you're created for. But whatever the gear is, the point is that a person can never stop striving to spiritual growth, and that's what you're here to do, and therefore keep it up, good on you, but don't think you've done God any favors at all. You're doing it for yourself, and the more you're able to learn and grow, the better off you are, because that's exactly what you're put here to do, to learn and to grow.